You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has gone 3 days without any local cases since a Melbourne man tested positive to COVID-19. Victoria's health department has identified 6 people now in Victoria as having left the 3rd floor of Adelaide's Playford Hotel, where it's believed the man became infected. Acting Premier James Molino says the man is not sick and close contacts have been traced.
As I said yesterday, this is so far so good. Our contact tracing team are doing a sterling job. We've got now 138 primary close contacts. 104 have returned negative results so far. And as we said yesterday, over the next, 24 to 36 hours, so we should have the remainder of those over the next day or so.
But there has been a reported setback for some of the stranded Australians in India due to fly out back to Darwin. More than 40 people have tested positive before boarding the repatriation flight. Australian Sunny Jura was due to return on the flight and he spoke to the ABC.
Get more quarantine facilities. I'm not saying that if I'm positive, you take me on the flight. I'm not saying that. But then, you know, there were opportunities in the past. This is the third time my flight got cancelled. This time, first time for me being positive. But all this 11 plus months, I was negative. I was able to return, but I was not able to return because of the Australian government. And if I die, Australian government will be responsible.
Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the Howard Springs facility can accommodate 2,000 people a fortnight by the end of June. Meanwhile, Federal Defence Minister Peter Dutton says the unfolding tragedy in India emphasises the importance of balancing the need to help Australians abroad and keeping those here at home safe.
We've put in place other measures around pre-flight testing, for example, and making sure that if we're bringing people out of a zone like India at the moment, then we can do it safely so that we don't undo what's a pretty amazing story here in Australia.
A flight carrying ventilators, oxygen and other essential medical supplies has also departed Darwin for India. The suspension of flights from India ends at midnight on Friday, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying the controversial pause had worked. Active cases of COVID-19 in hotel quarantine have dropped by more than 40% over the last couple of weeks. In the Northern Territory, the number of active cases has fallen from 53 to 4 since the travel ban was imposed 2 weeks ago. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the numbers show the temporary suspension has worked to bring down positive cases in quarantine.
That pause has done its job. The number of cases that we had up in Howard Springs at that time was over 50. It's now down to 4. So they're ready. And also around the country, we saw the number of those with active cases in quarantine fall from 292 to 171. So the system is ready to respond. Had we not undertaken that pause, then I think we would have put ourselves in a position where that just wouldn't have been possible, not just for a couple of weeks, but months and months and months. But importantly, we can now do it and do it safely.
And safety is under threat in Victoria, with new data showing family violence incidents jumped as the state emerged from COVID-19 lockdowns. The Crime Statistics Agency released findings that revealed police recorded 7,981 more incidents of family violence in 2020 compared to 2019, and that represents an uplift of 9.4%. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomello, SBS News.